League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Welcome back to Tip TV and welcome to Clive Lambert, who's director of Futures Tech. How are you today, Clive?
I'm very good, thank you, Zach. Yeah.
Right, you've decided to go for the same charts that we had last week, which helps because it means that it could be a lap of honour, or it could at least be continuation, and we know where we stand.
Yeah, just trying to sort of keep developing stories going. Still similar things that are interesting me, as it were. So let's have a go through them. Yeah.
Okay. Right. First is the German Bund. What does this say to us?
Well, a few weeks back we had a pretty big reversal upon making a new high. That was up at 166.36. We then posted a three black crows candle formation and continued to sell off. Had a target of 163.06 for that sell-off, which is a Fibonacci retracement level. And we reached that on Monday and we got down to, what did we get down to? Let's remember that, 162.81 on Monday. And then we saw a bounce and we actually posted a hammer candlestick on Monday, followed it through with some gains yesterday, but I've warned my clients about getting too carried away on this one. Today we have some resistance just overhead, 163.92 to 96 and 164.17, which need to be seen off before we can say, okay, that's a bottom that's in and we can start rallying again. So if we saw sellers returning at just above where we are now, then I wouldn't be slightly surprised and give 163.06 another go.
Okay, let's go on to the next market, which is the gilt, and a sharp hammer there as well.
Yeah, absolutely, you spotted it. But what we saw in the gilt looked a bit more serious as a bear than the Bund, because we actually broke the neckline of a head and shoulders pattern. We broke an uptrend support line. We saw a gap. These are all the things I was talking about this time last week. And sure enough, we did see some significant selling either side of the weekend. But as you say, Monday, we got that hammer candlestick, which means that the market sold off and then got it all back and closed near the highs. That's how you get a hammer candlestick. Followed it through with some with a rally yesterday. And again, so we're watching upside levels to say, to answer the question, is that a bottom or is it just a temporary pause? 127.19 and 127.65 are the ones I'm watching now on further recovery to answer that question for us. I steer towards the idea that we're going to fail at one of those and then start the selling again.
Okay.
I think this one's going down to 124.30 to 50 at the very least.
Okay, let's move along to the FTSE 100, which is always a bit of a conundrum.
Yeah, we had a gently sloping downtrend line that defined the highs in August and September. We broke above it as at the tail end of September, and it looks like we're holding that on the retest for now, even though last week we got a sell signal when we a little double top there and also a break of the uptrend line. So a little bit of a mixed outlook, and not giving really firm signals, but if we sold through 68.85 we could go to 67.07, maybe even 65.50, 65.50. You see, the charts to me were starting to suggest that we were going to see some weakness here, and then suddenly it seems to me the entire world's looking, getting bearish of the FTSE. And so there's part of me, there's the contrarian part of me that says, well, that won't happen then, and we're still, but let's get back above 7,000. I'm looking at the deck futures here, by the way. Let's get back above 7,000 to call off the hounds on this idea, I think.
All right, and going into the S&P, which still doesn't want to go down properly, does it?
No, Fibonacci doing its thing, 21.10, big level there. Got down to there last week, rallied. A little bit mixed so far this week. Needs to retake 21.46, 21.48 around there to encourage the bulls again. But again, a fairly mixed chart that's not really giving any firm clues for now. We would need a break of 2100 to get the bear story going.
And basically, if there's no new news, then you've got to go with the trend, which is clearly up, isn't it?
It's up on the long term, but in the medium and long term, but it's pretty much sideways as far as the short term trend is concerned. We haven't really done a lot in this one. Traded in the 2100s pretty much since beginning of July.
All right, and finally, I believe.
We've got
euro yen now.
Yeah, euro yen. I think was my nap pick for an interesting chart this time last week. We had got up to 116.30, seen some selling. We'd nudged above the top of the Ichimoku cloud, but hadn't really sustained it. And sure enough, we've seen some weakness in this one since. And as I write, very confusing. I think I'm just using one of my phrases that I, from my morning analysis. 113.80 is being tested as we speak. And below there, we've got scope back down to 112 even. The year's low in that one. Let me double check my chart. It's 111 something, I think it is. Sorry about this, not very professional. The year-to-date low is 109.50. That was back on that Brexit vote day. Haven't been near there since, but I think we've got scope to go back to the lows in that one over the coming weeks. It looks pretty bearish again.
Right, and on to gold to finish off.
Yeah, well, there was, there was a bit of a move in gold to the upside yesterday, and I warned people against getting too excited about this. We have resistance at 1267, which was the high after the jobs numbers at the start of the month. We haven't been above there since. We keep failing at that level. I think that gold can rally from here and can get through 1267 and 1293. There's a number of things on my chart that suggest that, but we need to be patient and wait for that move above 1267.6, which could, and so, and you know, this the price action in the last 24 hours shows that could be a bit of a job, and it's still something we need to wait for rather than preempt, because we're just distributing between 1250 and 1267 at the moment.
Yes, I noticed the retail punters are long up to the eyeballs of gold, presumably at these levels, which rather makes me feel that the support's going to give way. So it does seem to be correct to wait for confirmation there.
Yeah, I do like, 1250 is a big level, Fibonacci level, and really every time we've gone below there in the last few weeks, we have seen dip buying coming in, and we've got some long lower shadows on the candle chart, which says, that's exactly what's happening, and 1252 is a bit, 1251 is being defended, but we're not making any headway to the upside yet, and need to wait for that trigger.
Clive Lambert, Director at Futures Tech, thank you very much for speaking with us today.
Thank you. Have a good day.
You too. We'll be back after the break.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Get everything for your next project at Menards and save big money. We carry everything to help you breathe easier. Allergen air filters help prevent seasonal allergy symptoms and improve your indoor air quality by capturing microparticles while allowing maximum airflow. Save big on Allergen air filters when you shop at Menards. View the weekly flyer and all of our great deals happening this week on Menards.com. Save big.